At this time of year, many children and students are graduating. Achievements of the past year are being celebrated, and events of the past year are remembered. And behind the scenes, the planning for September begins all over again. And so it is with the life of the choir here at Transfiguration. Today is a day of celebration, remembrance and anticipation as they conclude their singing year and also prepare for their summer tour. Augustine is renowned for many things, and one is that he says, "The one who sings prays twice." So on this day of celebration and remembrance for the choir, or rather choirs here, we especially give thanks to you for your ministry, to those who are graduating and those moving on to a new phase in September. We give thanks to you, to your director, to all of those who accompany you, and to the parents who also make sure that you come on time each week. Thank you for your ministry here. It's said that a choir is a community, and I'm sure many of you experience that. One of the important prayers of the Royal School of Church Music, to which I know many of you are familiar, is that when we start our worship, we may begin. What we sing with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may show forth in our lives. Music is one way in this church that faith is experienced in community. In this church, like many others, there are many ministries as well as the music, each being part of and echoing that sense of being one body. There are those that teach, that serve, that prepare the refreshments for later, that welcome, that pray. And whether you're on a guild or in an unofficial capacity, you are here today. Thank you for all that you bring to the body of Christ in this place. The little church, I feel, gets what it is to be the body of Christ in its demonstration of inclusive love and celebration. This community, with all the mini bodies all connected together, is one that believes in the mystery of the Eucharist. And so we gather again today at the Lord's table at this feast day of Corpus Christi. I wonder for each of you who first taught you about the Eucharist, who first taught you about Jesus himself. Perhaps there was someone along the way, maybe even a music teacher, that articulated something about Jesus that brought faith home in a new way. When I first went to school to study theology, I was introduced to the concept of high and low Christology through the teachings of a professor of mine. She gave us a set text called The Reality of Jesus. I found it pretty confusing. However, it was right to have my learning to date challenged. It unfolded concepts and a new language which engaged the head and the heart as we learnt about Christ from above and Christ from below. However, we were to discover the intertwining of Jesus' divinity and humanity dwelling among us both and above and below. And this has been a formative text since for me. For when I think of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, I am reminded of Christ's deity above, adorned as we see in benediction, in gold, in heavenly splendour, and yet too his humanity below is recalled in the fragility of one small piece of bread, and also in his humility on the cross. At the end of Lent, we always go swiftly from the remembrance of Last Supper on Maundy Thursday into the solemnity of Good Friday, the place of the cross. So we barely have time to think about that miracle that we've heard in our word today. And we will hear again, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." And so, since 1264, this feast day of celebration and remembrance, we call Corpus Christi, was born. As the last Dean of Durham, the Right Reverend Michael Sagrove, said, if Eucharist matters to you today, Corpus Christi matters too. We have already heard, and we will sing again, therefore we, before him bending, this great sacrament revere. There are multiple hymns going back to Aquinas and worship songs ever since. And these can be seen around the world, celebrated, in as much as bread is the staple diet, so it is to receive communion. Whether we hear or eat of pan or naan or pitta, Jesus from Bethlehem, the house of bread, is also universal. And if you ever go abroad, perhaps you'll go to many Eucharists when you're in England. One of the wonderful experiences of going to church is going to Mass. We may not exactly understand the words of the liturgy, but the action, the taking, the breaking, the blessing, the sharing, like bread itself, are universal. I experienced this one Corpus Christi as the Bishop of Exeter led a procession of the Blessed Sacrament around the Cathedral Green. A number of Spanish, Italian and French visitors to the city fell to their knees to honour Jesus. They recognised the host elevated in the monstrance, as we shall see at the end of Mass today. Jesus is one to be worshipped. This form of worship, the adoration of the body of Christ, can be mistaken in a way that is disengaged from the world and Christ's humanity. Some Christians are dismissive of this practice of adoration and are equally dismissive of his awe-inspiring command, do this in remembrance of me. Favouring being part of the body of Christ means being exclusively and fully engaged in faith and action. However, faith, and I see it here, is expressed in being and doing, worship and action that connect us with the reality of Jesus, the one who is both fully God and fully human, as paralleled in the hallmark of our faith in that command to love God and our neighbour. Being part of the body of Christ is not only universal, it is human and heavenly. It is also timeless. We've been reminded again, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live forever. So when we adore or kneel before the Blessed Sacrament, or welcome the body of Christ as we hold our hands out in a cross to receive him, we are too both making a cradle to protect and a throne to honour his presence in our lives. Whether our outstretched hands are offered in desperation or thanksgiving, of penitence or joy, we in turn receive Jesus and are embraced by the outstretched risen arms that were once on the cross. When we receive Jesus, we are joined with the church, the body of Christ, here and those gone before us, and those yet to come. In receiving, we are renewed in being the body of Christ, renewed to respond to his humanity in those around us, those we find hard to call our brothers and sisters, those we find hard to look in their eye or cradle their needs. The bread, the body of Christ we receive today, recommissions us, as it does each and every time, for it nurtures our love for those we find hard to love, and gives us the promise of courage to reach out and do so. Whatever our gifts or skills or ministry or age, we are all welcome and belong in the body of Christ. So today, may what we sing and receive with our lips, may we believe in our hearts. And what we believe in our hearts, may we show forth in our lives. Our Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen.